Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. As night settles, temperatures are mild across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant evening, while Jerusalem cools down. It's a warm night in Haifa with clear skies, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu in Lebanon. The war continues, there is more work to do, according to Ynet earlier today. Also, the terrorists who kidnapped from the armored vehicle in Re'im on October 7th have been eliminated, says Mariv earlier today. Also this hour, Israel pummels Hezbollah's last stronghold in southern Lebanon, reports JNS from earlier today. Separately, Iran rejected U.S. demands to stop funding proxies and halt uranium enrichment during talks, I-24 News reported this afternoon. And finally, the Israeli Prime Minister confirmed that Israeli forces have eliminated the threat of an invasion by Hezbollah militants, according to Al Arabiya Eng. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 reports that Fox News says VP Vance gave a final offer to the Iranian delegation, posting just minutes ago. Amichai Stein, a journalist, suggests this week will determine if Hamas will agree to disarm, writing on X just now. Al Arabiya Eng noted that Netanyahu visited troops in southern Lebanon, saying the threat of Hezbollah's invasion is eliminated, posting just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's visit to Lebanon, the Prime Minister emphasized ongoing operations in the security zone. This, according to Ynet, aims to counter infiltration and missile threats. The message is clear: Israel remains vigilant in its defense strategy. For citizens, it reassures a commitment to security. Turning to the elimination of the Hamas cell, Mariv reports the IDF, with Shin Bet, closed the circle on those involved in the October 7th kidnapping. This operation near the Yellow Line underscores Israel's persistent response to past attacks. The move highlights Israel's resolve to prevent future threats. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, JNS describes violent clashes amid Israeli artillery shelling in southern Lebanon. This comes as Israel targets Hezbollah's positions. The situation remains tense, impacting regional stability and local communities. Iran's rejection of U.S. demands during talks further complicates diplomatic efforts. As I-24 News reports, the U.S. sought a halt to uranium enrichment and funding proxies. This development indicates ongoing tensions that could influence regional alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, JPM Morgan sues Aleph over the fallout from the Frank fraud, CTEC reports earlier today. The bank aims to recover losses from the $175 million acquisition built on false data. Separately, despite open skies, packages are delayed, says Israel Hayom Business. An increased arrival rate is expected, yet backlogs may continue. And finally, the trap of plastic content warns business owners against relying solely on software for content, Mariv Business highlights earlier today. This trend could affect brand reputation and visibility. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.